It's the Mornings with Ed show. We've been looking forward to this band for quite some time. We got William, Danny, and Eric, and they formed together Pangea with a brand new EP called Dispassionate. We're going to hear a couple of songs off of that. We're also going to talk about their upcoming European tour and just a bunch of stuff. Laguna Beach, live from our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Please welcome Together Pangea.
I'm a friend of nothing. We're going out this weekend. Maybe go see a movie. Maybe there's nothing to see. You've been waiting for something. You've been waiting for something to happen. I've been waiting for nothing. I've been waiting for nothing. See a movie. Baby, there's nothing to see. I've been sleeping till sunset. You're the only one who gets it. Gotta get my alarm set. Gotta find a new outlet. Yeah, break my face, steal my guitar. Break my heart, take it apart. I'm a friend of nothing. I'm a friend of nothing. Yeah, break my face, steal my guitar. Break my heart, take it apart. I'm a friend of nothing. I'm a friend of nothing. I'm a friend of nothing. Yeah, break my face, steal my guitar. Break my heart, take it apart. I'm a friend of nothing. I'm a friend of nothing. Yeah, break my face, steal my guitar. Break my heart, take it apart. I'm a friend of nothing. I'm a friend of nothing.
I know what you're thinking out there. You're thinking, man, that's a cool band. Outstanding sound. What a great vibe. Together, Pangea in studio live with us. The new EP is called Dispassionate. And we're going to hear another song off of that. I also want you to hear Bet You Wish I Would Call a little bit later on. We're also going to sit down and talk to them. Let's get into the second song right now. This one's called Moonlight Lately. Please welcome Together, Pangea.
Yeah.
giving up. Scraping a metal. Gas on my phone. I lost my baby.
That's Together Pangea live in studio with us with a brand new EP called Dispassionate. They just got back from a tour, but they're heading off to Europe. We're going to sit down and talk to them all about that. First off, let's hear another song from them. This one's called Bet You Wish I Would Call. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and Together Pangea live in studio with us. And I cannot be happier that you guys showed up this morning, man. Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for coming in. All right, now that wasn't bad. Okay, so what we're doing is we're scrambling to make a decent cup of coffee here.
It almost happened like right in time.
Today. Right, Danny, you almost
so close.
Oh, you almost made it, man.
It's just so early in the morning.
What a great band and what a cool vibe you guys have, man. This is really, really cool. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this EP. Tell me about Dispassionate and what went into the writing behind some of the music.
I think we're normally a lot more aggressive as a band. We're louder and more aggressive. And I think this EP was just trying to be a little bit more laid back, and there's acoustic guitars on it and stuff, right, which is not something we do that much.
Right.
Yeah, and it was fun to record with our friend Danny Nagaris. And it was, yeah.
Right. The first song I heard out of the gate was Friend of Nothing.
Yeah, which is actually on the, when we went in and recorded Dispassionate and Nonstop Paranoia, we did those two plus an acoustic EP, like all at once. So right. I guess we recorded something like probably like 15 songs.
Okay.
And that was actually from the acoustic EP.
Okay.
That Friend of Nothing is on Bulls and Roosters, which is our last full length.
Right.
We re-recorded it acoustic.
Reworked it a little bit. It's like,
yeah,
if you listen to the original.
I like different. The, are you got to be happy with the acoustic sound on that. You have to be
yeah,
happy.
Yeah,
with
I enjoy it. That yeah. recording was on GarageBand too, just like on laptop speakers and the laptop microphone.
Right.
Which is yeah. fun.
And I think we brought it to Danny and did like little like cleanup stuff, but for the yeah. most part it was just a home recording.
Now you guys did just finished playing a bunch of cities. You just actually finished a tour.
Yeah.
Right? And you're gonna rest for what, like 7 or 8 hours and then you're going back to Europe? Is that the deal?
We go to Europe in 2 weeks.
Wow.
About 2 weeks.
We did I think something like 40 shows.
Right.
Like Tampa,
give or take,
right?
Indianapolis,
all over the
everything
place.
In between.
Now, do you find yourselves ever calling out the wrong city, man? Because I know you guys play everywhere all the time.
I think
we're too scared to even.
Thank you, Detroit. Wait a minute, this
oh,
is
thank
a left.
So
oh man,
thank
you. Erica, thank you, Erica. Thank you, Erica, bringing Danny's.
So nice.
Thank you so much.
Oh no, this is perfect.
All right, all right. Thank you, Erica, very much.
No, yeah, it was great. We did a. When we played in Orange County, we played at the Yost Theater.
Okay. Oh, great cool. spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was our first time there. It was really cool.
Cool spot.
With our friends Wunderbar and Dead in Chicago.
Yeah.
All right, now Eric is you're essentially the drummer on the band.
Yes.
All right, now when you walk into a studio and you see electric drums, are you like snooty? Are you
no.
are you uppity about this?
Absolutely not.
I grew up
with one of these. In my house, because me and my dad would play, and we have a very early version of that
right.
Roland in there. So it was kind of cool. It caught my eye.
Right.
But I was here to play guitar.
Right.
It's also like
right.
you can really play those like in an apartment or whatever.
Right. Yeah. We lived in a condo. So
right.
It's like the only
headphones.
Way to play.
Yeah.
Drums
yeah.
of that.
And the sound seems to be pretty good, man.
It's getting better and better every
yeah.
year, it seems like.
Yeah. So what do we have to look forward to in Europe, man? First of all, I'm glad you guys have at least a couple of minutes to rest while you're here.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're going to be again nonstop in Europe. So,
I think it's 20 shows. We do a bunch of festival stuff.
Right.
What do we specifically?
I don't know. We do the UK. We do, well, two shows in the UK, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Spain. Germany.
Yeah.
There's probably some others.
Right. Do you find the audiences in Europe different substantially than American audiences?
I've noticed more recently our audiences in the States are a lot younger.
Right.
Kids, it's like a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, it's like 16 to 22.
When we go overseas, it tends to be slightly older, with the exception of maybe like when we play in Amsterdam or England or something like
right.
that, or like London, like
yeah,
some
London,
of the some
yeah.
of like the really big major cities, like there's still like a kind of young crowd, but
right.
for the most part, I'd say yeah, it's like a sort of maybe it's because like older folks like rock music,
right?
A little more than like whereas over here, there's like skateboard culture and surf culture and things like that.
Ooh.
So there's like especially in California, you got a lot of younger kids coming to shows.
I think what it is that your appeal is just wide. It's really wide, man.
Yeah.
So you have that the sound of the band is really cool, and it attracts. I could see where it would attract young and older audiences, man.
Yeah.
So so how'd you find each other?
Danny and I met. I like had a band, and we opened for his band at a coffee shop in Santa Clarita. His band was kind of like Blood Brothers
yeah,
influenced, like synth,
right?
Punk
a long time ago. And then our friend, our old drummer, our friend Adrian, sort of stopped. She got into other stuff, and
right.
A mutual friend suggested that we look up the ska drummer in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I was playing a ska band back then.
FFD?
45 Finger Discount. Shout out to but, and then we started rehearsing at CalArts where Danny was going
we
to school.
We played a lot of
CalArts.
Santa
Clarita. Which
a couple years.
That was cool. Yeah, it's been almost 10. It'll be 10 years since
William and I had been playing for several years before that even, so
it's been
happening for a minute.
It shows. The time together shows, man. You guys are tight. Great band, man.
Thank you.
If you've missed any portion of this, you can find it on our podcast later on our website. Go to the Mornings with Ed spot. This is Together Pangea, live in studio. William, Danny, and Eric. Their new EP is called Dispassionate. They'll be in Europe for September, but we'll catch them back out here, man. We'll have them back out here. Where can our listeners find you on out there? Where can we get your music?
It's a good place to go.
Okay.
The band name on all the socials and stuff, Together Pangea. And, I think that we'll probably be doing something in this. We're actually announcing some stuff in Southern California in the next few weeks.
All right. Well, make sure that we're a part of it and that we can be like first on the edge of the announcement, man, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Together Pangea, thanks for coming in studio. Good luck in Europe, and we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.